against you. But guess what? When you got the word in the beginning, when you got the word of God, hallelujah, you don't have to fall prey, excuse me, to what the enemy is doing. You don't have to fall in the snare, in the traps of the enemy. When you got the word, when you got the word, forever, oh God, here we go, here we go. Forever, oh Lord, forever, oh Lord, forever, oh Lord. Thy word is settled, oh my God. That just blessed me. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled. The word is settled. It is not going to change. It's not going to change. It won't change. It's already settled. In other words, it's a done deal. It's already settled. It's already settled, Mother Mitchell. It's already settled. Come on here. Hallelujah. It's already settled. And nobody can change it. Your faith is already strong. Come on. Can't nobody change your faith. Can't nobody make you doubt God. Can't nobody, when you got the word, when you got the assurance on it. I know that I know that I know. Ooh. It works. What works? The word works. I know that I know that I know. Faith is now. Come on here. I know that I know. I know that I know that the word is settled. Come on here, prophetess. It's settled. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who trying to change it. Hallelujah. Can't nobody pass a bill to change this word. Ooh, they may try to come up against you because you use the word, but it's already settled. It's already settled. It's sealed. This word is sealed. This word is sealed to the believers. Come on here. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. Signed, sealed, and delivered. To who? Those that believe. To who? Those that are walking in the faith. Come on here. Hallelujah. Again, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Come on. You can't be one day wondering, oh God, if you're going to do it. Oh God, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going through this, but it seems like you ain't coming through. It seems like, no, 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 no. You got to be stable. Be stable in this word. Be stable in your faith. Come on here. Because if you the Bible say you're like a sea being tossed and driven. Come on here. You're not settled. Come on. You're not settled. One day you're crying. One day you don't. One day you're talking so strong in faith and on the mountaintop. Then the next couple of minutes, oh, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Shut that door. Don't allow the enemy. Because guess what? Again, in the beginning, the word was already established. The word was already settled through his word. Come on. His word established his own self. Oh, my Lord. His word established his own self. And he said, let there be, and there was. That's in the book of Genesis. Let there be, and it was. He called those things, which be not, as though they were. As though they were. You got to call things the way you want it to happen, the way you want it to see through the word of God, through faith. Oh, my. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, come on here. We got to go back. We got to go back and begin from the beginning and operate in this word. Because we have started walking in fear. We have started walking in doubt because we took our eyes off God. We begin to walk by our own sight. Come on. We begin to feel by our own feelings. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. This is what we got to get back to. Walking and using the word of God with authority in our voice. Come on. People can say, oh, you try to be so hard. You try to be so mean. No, we're using the authority. You using authority. You're taking authority over what the enemy is saying. You're not laying dormant. Come on. You're not laying dormant. You're taking authority over what men, over what situations is trying to take over on your life. Come on. Hallelujah. You got the authority in the beginning. Hallelujah. He said in the beginning, the book of Genesis, in the beginning. Come on. Hallelujah. God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. Come on here. In the beginning, the word was already in the beginning. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God, G-O-D, created the heavens and the earth. Come on here. In the beginning. And the earth was without void. Come on here. And the darkness, come on here, was upon the face of the earth. And the Spirit of the Lord, oh my God, not no other spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the earth. It moved upon the face of the waters. Come on. And he said, and the Lord said, here we go. And the Lord said, what are you saying? And the Lord said, let there be. And guess what happened? Let there be light. And there was light. He spoke it before it got here. He spoke it before the light even got here. He said, let there be, and there was. Come on. Hallelujah. And there was light. And the light, what was the light that is, ooh, that is, was good. And the Lord, hallelujah, said, the light from, he separate the light from darkness. Come on. And he called, see, here we go. This is why the word is so very important, that you start speaking the word. And he called the light day and the dark, hallelujah, he called night. You can call those things which be not as though they were, hallelujah. And the evening, hallelujah, and the morning was the first day. Come on. You got to go back. We got to go back, and we got to begin to say what this word say. In the beginning was the word of God, and the word was with God, and without him, there was nothing made. Come on. Hallelujah. Let there be. And the Lord said, and the Lord said, and the Lord said, down in that sixth verse, and he said, and the Lord said, and the Lord said, come on, what are you saying? You got to operate in faith. And the Lord said, let there be affirmity in the midst, hallelujah, let there be affirmity in the midst of the waters. And what is it? And let it be divided, the waters, from the waters. Come on here. Let it divide it from the waters, from the waters. Come on. This is why we got to go back, and we got to begin to speak this word, because it's already created. It's already established. Come on. It's already a foundation. We can't build a foundation upon a foundation. You can't build a foundation upon the word, because the word is already, the word has its own foundation. The word has its own stability when we use it. Come on. You can't bring fear and mix it in the word, because it's not there. Come on. It's nothing but faith. Faith-filled words do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words do what? Take over. Faith-filled words do what? Hallelujah. Run deep. Faith-filled words. Faith-filled words. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, and the Lord made and divided the waters, come on, which were up under the firmament from the waters, which, hallelujah, were the over the firmament. It was so. Come on. He have already decreed. He already established over your life. And it is so. And it was so. Come on. And it will be so. Bless you, Pastor Mark Cleaver. Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. And it is so. Whatever God has spoken over your life, whatever God has spoken to you, it is so. Because why? His word is already on it. His word have already, come on. His word have already, come on. Hallelujah. His word have already brought you out. His word have already healed you. His word have already opened up the way for you. So what you have to do is continue to walk in the faith. Continue to what? Walk in the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. His word is his bond towards us. So we must keep the faith through his word. We must keep believing through his word. We must hold on to the word of God when you can't hold on to nothing else. As he told him, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on, put on the whole armor of God that we may do well, be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Come on. that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil when he will come and try to attack us, when he will come and try to attack us in every area of our lives. We have this word. Come on. We have the word. Hallelujah. Is there a bomb in Gilead? Yes, we have the word of God. Come on, we must walk in faith. We must walk in the God kind of faith. Listen, I got to open up these phone lines. Hallelujah. I will be opening the phone lines up. Error code 321-632-1000. While I'm yet talking about this word and while I'm yet talking about the God kind of faith, you can call in. Hallelujah. If it's not faith, it's not now. According to Hebrews, now faith. Come on, because the word is now. The word ain't handicapped. This word is not handicapped. This word is free. It works if you work it through faith. If you believe it by faith, come on here. Hallelujah. I never seen God. You ain't never seen God. No man have seen God and live, but we believe it through his word. And by faith, we take him at his word. You got to take God at his word. You got to take God at his word this morning. You got to take God at his word this evening. Or whatever situation it may be at the midnight crisis in your life, take God at his word and watch God do what? I like one translation say, he hastens to his word to perform it. Mm. He hastens. He see your faith, he hastens to it. You put it out there, he hastens to it. To what? To perform it. To perform it. He's going to perform what you say through his word, because that's what he did in the book of Genesis right here. Come on. God bless you. Thank you. The number is up there. Error code 321-632-1000. Call in. Hallelujah. Operate in the now. Operate in faith now. Operate in this word now. Hallelujah. We will have what we say. Come on here. Through his word. Come on here. We are going back. Hallelujah. To what he have said in the beginning. In the beginning, the word was with God. And without him, there was nothing made. Come on here. In the beginning, God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. Come on. God bless you, Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Come on. You got to walk in the now. We got to walk in the now. We can't walk. You can't walk in shoulda, coulda, wouldas. You can't walk in worry. You can't walk in doubt. You can't walk in fear. You can't walk in unbelief. We must walk in the God kind of word. Now, right now, right now. Hallelujah. In the beginning. Come on. Hallelujah. We can't put in the equation. We can't put there that it should be like this. It should be like that. No, we got to operate in this word. The word has already the foundation. The word has already, hallelujah, again, he said, I know the thoughts and I know the plan. Come on. I know the thoughts that I would think towards you, and I know what the plan is in the word. So we must walk it through faith. We must walk it out through faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. The phone lines are open. You can call in right now. Come on. If you want to call and say, Apostle, I agree with what you're saying. Hallelujah. We got to go back. Error code 321-632-1000. And God will do exactly what he say he would do. If we walk in the now, if we believe the word of God, if we stand fast on what the word says, no matter what the enemy is trying to say, the word, hallelujah, have already give us, hallelujah, the word has already given us confidence. The word has already given us the assurance. The word has already given us equipped us. Hallelujah. So we must do what? Walk in the now. So what? We must believe in the now. We must walk in the now. We must believe in the now. Now, faith. Right now. Right now. Because why? The word has already been established. The word has already been established. The word has already been sealed. Can't no situation change the word. Come on. The word can change the situation. Come on. That we're going through. Can't no word alter what God has already planned for you. Why? Because his word. So we must still operate in the word through faith. We must believe through faith. Come on. He said, first of all, he said, you must be what? You must first be a believer. You must first be a believer of his word. Come on. Hallelujah. You will reap. Come on. If you faint not. Come on. In the day of adversity. Because why? You got the word. You got the reassurance. But your faith got to be now. It's got to hold out. Come on. It can't give up. It can't give in. Come on. It's got to be right now. It's got to be strong right now. No matter what it is. No matter what we're going through. Error code 321. Hallelujah. 632-1000. Do I have a witness out there? You say, Apostle, I want to call in and I want to give my life to Christ. I want to give my life to Christ. And I don't know what to do. It's very simple because it's in right now. You don't have to. You could do it right now. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get a three-day wait, a three-day opinion, four-day opinion. You can do it now because the word is now. The word is now. The word is even now, the even in thy mouth. Hallelujah. The word of faith, which we preach. Come on here. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. Come on. Hallelujah. Anybody, the lines are open. We'll wait your call. We got time now. The lines are open. You can call in. We'll touch and agree, and we'll pray with you and pray for you. Come on. God will meet your need. God will turn things around. God will. Come on. Yes, he will. Through his word. But you got to have faith. You got to believe God, his word. You got to believe his word. Come on here. And you will. And you shall. Come on. You will be healed. Come on. You shall be healed. Come on. When you mix it with faith. Come on here. You are an overcomer when you mix it with faith. When you become to know what the words say. Because it's now, in the beginning. Hallelujah. You know, some people always say, oh boy, I don't messed up. Oh, I don't messed up. Well, you know why? Because you're leaning to your own understanding. You're not leaning to the word and walking this thing out by faith. Come on. Hallelujah. But when you become to know what the words say, and you get established and rooted and grounded in the word, you begin to able to walk this thing out by faith. You begin able to walk this word out by faith. You begin to speak those things. Come on. According to faith. By faith. Come on. Again. The word. The word. Faith coming by what? Hearing. The word. You got to hear the word. You got to hear the word. Constantly. You got to hear the word. And the more you hear the word, the more your faith come alive. The more you operate on the word, the more you operate in your faith. Come on. Why? Because why? In the beginning. You operated in something that was already delivered unto us as believers. Oh, my God. It ain't nothing new. Come on. You're operating in what was already delivered to us. It was given to us through the word of God. That's why he said, when we're going through, he said, let the weak say I'm strong. Come on. That's why you got to talk back to this thing. You got to talk back to the spirit that's trying to overcome you and overtake you through the word of God and walk it out by faith. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. That thing that's trying to fight you, that thing that's trying to hunt you, that thing that's trying to torment your mind. Somebody's out there today listening to me. In the beginning, God has already, hallelujah, he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. He has already established that through his word. Come on. Hallelujah. When that thing is tormenting you, you got to give it to God through the word of God and walk it out by faith and let the enemy know you're not going to torment me. Come on. Because why? I have his word and I believe what his word says. Come on. The word of God has already been decreed and established according to in the beginning was the word of God. Hey, it's already done. Walk in faith. Believe God. Mix the word and faith together, and you get results. You can't mix doubt with faith and unbelief. You can't mix that. They don't go together. Either we're going to believe God, we're going to believe in him, take him at his word, and we're going to walk out through faith, or we're going to allow these three things, fear, doubt, and unbelief, to overtake us, to overwhelm us. Come on. Hallelujah. This word works if you work the word, if you walk it out by faith. Not by your own flesh, not by your own thinking, not by your own might. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the phone lines are open. You got time. You still got time. I know it's Monday. I know it's Monday morning, and everybody say the Monday morning blues. Come on, I know it's Monday, but no, I know it's sad, so maybe weak, but no. Now is your time. Now is your day. This is the day. Now, right now, that you walk in this word that has already been established, that has already been decreed over your life. Right now, you can begin to walk it out through faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Who will be the first? The phone lines are open. They're open again. Error code 321-632-1000. Because there's now. Right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. Not next week. But right now. Come on here. Hallelujah. Not the next 5 minutes. Right now. Hallelujah. It's now. God bless you, daughter. Glory. God bless you. It's right now. It's right now. It's now. We got to walk in the now. His word is now. We got to walk in the now. Now, faith. We got to walk in the now. God bless you, Tammy Kent. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We send out our condolences to you and your nephew, in the passing of your nephew. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank God for you. We want you to know God can and he will. God bless you, Minister Sonia. Bless you. Come on. This is what God wants you to do. He wants you to walk in his word. He wants you to take him at his word. Stop taking other people's word, because other people's word don't have no substance to it. Come on here. It don't have no substance to it. But this word has the substance and the strength. Come on here. Hallelujah. That will do what he say he's going to do. He will bring you out, because it's now faith. He will heal you, because he's a healer. He will deliver you, because it's right now. Hallelujah. There's substance. There's substance that's in the word. There's strength in the word. There's life in the word. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Has anybody ever told you something and they found out that it ain't true? Uh-oh. You finna hear something, Apostle. Got you believing something that ain't true? But the word, he told us in the word from the beginning. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and without him there was nothing made. Come on. This word has substance to it, and we know it to be true. Hallelujah. Because why? You tried him and you know it. I tried him and I know that there's substance in this word. It has caused your faith to grow. It has caused your faith to come alive. His word now. Come on. Hallelujah. Substance in the word. Life, strength in the word, peace in the word. You ever been in so much torment and so much whatever, and you just go to the word of God, you begin to pray the word, you begin to talk the word, and all of a sudden you find yourself at peace. Because it's strength, it's life in the word. And you begin to walk in the God kind of faith through the word of God. We got 2 minutes for the callers. 2 minutes for the callers. Glory to God. You can call in. Again, I will touch and agree with you. I will pray with you and for you. Come on, hallelujah. That God be who he say he is, because he was the same in the beginning. He have not changed. His word have not changed, because you're going through circumstances and situations that you're not walking through faith. You're walking through fear. You're walking through doubt. His word has not changed. Don't allow sudden fear. Don't allow sudden doubt to grip you. Come on. The word of God cannot have free course. It cannot have free course if we don't walk in faith, if we walking in doubt, if we walking in fear. It will not have free course. It makes the word of God none effect on us. It ain't that the word is not strict, powerful. It makes the word of God none effect, because we allow fear to grip us. We allow doubt to grip us. 1 minute, callers. We allow it to grip us, and it makes the word of God none effect, because we begin to read this. We begin to read this, and we begin to think of what we're going through. We begin to analyze how we're going through, instead of allowing the word to do what? Bring us out. Bring us through. God bless you. Carolyn Miller, bless you. Hallelujah. Call us. The time is going to be cut off. You can't get called in. Hallelujah. You have to wait till Friday. If you try to call the station and I'm not here, the call is going to be ended. But I want you to know, once you begin to walk in this word, and once you begin to take God at this word, come on, somebody, then your faith, call it, that's the end of the calls. If you try to call in, you won't be able to call in. I got a few more minutes in here. The word of God, the word of God will cause your faith to grow. The word of God will cause you to stand in faith. Having done all, stand when you got the word. You can't stand on nothing else. Again, man's word is not, no, don't have no substance to it. But the word of God, the word of God. David said, thy word have I did what? Hid in my heart that I might not what? Sin against thee. That's what David said. Hallelujah. You don't have to go out and do all kind of sin of the world, but you can have the word of God in your heart and don't use it. And you sin against God's word because you allow fear to take over. You allow doubt to take over. You allow, instead of allowing the faith to come alive through the word that you heard. I got 2 minutes. See, I'm on a time schedule. I got to get up out of here. But the word of God has substance. The word of God gives you strength. The word of God gives you life. The word of God, it builds your faith. Come on. It's nothing that you're going through that the word cannot bring you out of. We got to continue to do what? Walk it out by faith. We got to continue to believe what this word says. Don't allow fear. Don't allow doubt. Come on here. To cripple you, to paralyze you, to cause your faith not to work, or cause the word not to come alive through faith. In the beginning was what? The word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And without him, there was what? Nothing made. Ooh, that's been a good lesson today. Hallelujah. I want you to grow there by, hallelujah, 1 minute. Allow your faith to come alive. Allow your faith to come alive through the word. Come on. Not through fear, not through doubt to grip your faith. But allow the word to work for you. Praise our God. Listen. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. You can make it. Yes, it will. It will change you. It will make a difference. The word of God. Hallelujah. Not the word of people, but the word of God. The word of people will paralyze you. The word of people will fool you. But the word of God will bring you out and cause your faith to grow. Listen, my time is come and gone for this Monday morning. Praise our God. Stay tuned and be with us on Friday. Same station, same time. With WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and other stations that you'll be able to listen to me on. Praise our God. Hallelujah. You'll be able to listen to me on 1510 AM. Hallelujah. 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. Hallelujah. Until Monday morning. I mean Friday, see? Until Friday morning. God bless you. I pray.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor.